Work at living your life a moment instead of a decade at a time, then you can cope with your problems. The beggars in the streets of New Delhi, the boat people in Malaysia, the royalty in Buckingham Palace, the factory worker in Detroit, and you, whoever you are all equal cells in this body called humanity. Every problem you have, you experience in your mind. The solution to the problem is in the same place. We are all at once teachers and learners in every encounter of our lives. If children are raised in peace, they will not know how to be warlike. What's over is over. You did what you knew how to do. It wasn't right, it wasn't wrong, it wasn't good, it wasn't bad, it just was. Still, all you've got is today. You can't have anything that's over back. It was all a lesson. Starvation is part of what the universe is about, but so is my desire to change and eliminate it. Go with your desire rather than being angry at what is. No one can get behind your eyeballs and experience life the way you do. The only difference between alone and all one is just one L, and that L stands for love. In matters of taste, you alone are and must be the sole judge of what pleases you. Everything you have to have owns you. As you awaken, you go beyond the need to accumulate and perform and achieve. When you go beyond it, you begin to develop an increased susceptibility to the love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it yourself. Love becomes what you are. It takes not one drop of sweat to put off doing something. When God speaks through your hands and smiles upon the earth through you because you are an unconditional giver, a purposeful being, asking nothing of anyone, prosperity will be your reward. The moments between events are just as livable as the events themselves. The more space you allow and encourage within a relationship, the more the relationship will flourish. When you have the choice between being right and being kind, just pick kind. The war on drugs isn't working because it's a war. If you don't believe that you control your thoughts, make a list of who does. Send all of those people on the list to me, and I'll treat them, and then you will get better. Pretty silly, isn't it? The entire gamut of human experience is yours to enjoy once you decide to venture into territory where you don't have guarantees. Security is ugly. Security is self-defeating. Security is boring. Security is dull. What do you want security for? Being self-actualized means being able to welcome the unknown. Taking care of yourself is a natural outgrowth of self-love. Have a quiet love affair with yourself. If you're in a relationship with someone who is treating you in a rude and obnoxious way, you have to say, what do I think of myself? Why have I allowed this behavior to persist? And am I going to allow it to continue? Once you begin working on your problem areas with small, daily success-oriented goals for yourself, the problems disappear. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will. Not only that, you won't be good at loving anyone else. Loving starts with you. You don't need to let anyone in your life unless they come in with love and harmony. One of the highest places you can get to is to be independent of the good opinion of other people. Circumstances do not make a man. They reveal him. If you accept full responsibility for conducting the symphony of all your thoughts and feelings, you will have to listen to the whole orchestra. You cannot just march to the drumbeat of external orders. You also have to listen to the strings of your conscience, to the voice of the child within you, and to all the other voices of internal origin that you are privileged to conduct. Self-worth cannot be verified by others. You are worthy because you say it is so. If you depend on others for your value, it's no longer self-worth, it's other worth. In Western civilization, we're accustomed to believing that what we produce and what we get for ourselves is a measure of who we are. when in fact, that's a spiritual dead end.